Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Today is a brand new day. Time for our Bible study for tonight. And to each and every one of you, I must say Happy New Year. God's grace be upon you. I'm so happy and elated that God allowed us to march in another year with our Wednesday night Bible study, which is happening tonight on Thursday because yesterday was New Year's. And I thank each and every one of you for allowing me to change the date, and you still look forward to a word from God. I'm grateful and I'm thankful, and I thank God for each and every one of you. You know, I've looked at the news and there's so much going on, and everything looks as if it's happening now. But we have to realize that because of the social age and all of the electronics and things that we have, we get to see more. You know, evil is here and it's been here since the world began, when sin entered the world. But you get to see so much misery, so much pain and strife, so much things that people cannot control in their lives. But I come to tell you tonight that God is still able and he's willing, and God protects his people. I want to let you know the lesson tonight. I didn't give a scripture to read, and I ask that you guys find some scriptures that may be personal to your heart that would fit in with the lesson. And I chose a lot of scriptures for the night, and it may be some of the same ones that you guys may have chosen. But we're going to go ahead and do the lesson. And I pray that you were able to find scriptures and knew how to find scriptures, because this is Bible study. And I always want to give you tools to study. You know, and the internet is a great source for finding scriptures. And if you don't have a computer, you could go on your phone. And in your Bible, there's a listing in the back of subjects, usually in most Bibles, that you could go to and look up time, and it would give you many scriptures that deals with time. And you could look up change, and there could have been several scriptures dealing with change. And then even when you read the title and was asked to find scriptures, you may have thought of something in your heart that the Spirit brought to your mind. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead into the lesson tonight. And the title of the lesson is Change is Inevitable, but Growth is an Option. Change is going to happen, but do you grow within the change is the question. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to play a song that I think is appropriate for tonight. And the title of the song is We Come This Far by Faith. We enter in 2020 by faith. God brought us through 2018 and all of the years before that. And we marching right in 2020. By faith. So I'm going to play the song, and our prayer warrior, Sister Pam, is going to come, because tonight is the first lesson in the month where we call off the name of our people that has asked for prayer, where we go to the throne of grace on their behalf. And we call out their names to God because God is faithful and he hears our prayers. So I'm going to play the song at this time. We're going to come back. Sister Pam is going to bring us to the throne of grace and visit our prayer list. And then we'll explore the word of God together. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we thank God. We all should thank God for allowing us to be here another day. Thank God if he allowed our families to be intact, that we have food to eat. We have shelter over our heads. God is such a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of the honor and the glory. And God created us for his glory. So with that being said, I'm going to play the song and I'll come back. Thank you.
You know
Yeah, that was Donnie McKirkland. You know, we come this far by fate, and fate will lead us on. At this time, I'm asking that Sister Pam press the one button on her phone so that I may open her mic and she could bring us to the throne of grace and bring our prayer, names to God's throne. Sister Pam, your mic is open.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Esther Lucas, Jim and Kathy Hartman, Diane, Dustin, and Derek McBride, Mary Hodges, Lance Brown, the Martin family, Tammy Ditto, Berlin Garrett, Jacqueline Nichols, Darrett Oliver. He's doing a little better, but he has many more surgeries to go. Maddie, Lala, and family, Javonda Caples, Sharon, Maisha Bryan, Emma Carr and family, Shamika Alexandra, Nini, Beverly Ferguson, and I'm also asking prayers for myself tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us to see another year, another decade, 2020. Lord Jesus, if I had 10,000 tongues, it would still be enough to say thank you. Lord, we come this far by faith, leaning and depending on you, Lord Jesus, giving you all praise, all glory, and all honor. Lord Jesus, I pray that each person in our prayer Bible study from 2019 is still with us today in 2020. We thank you, Lord. We lift you up and we magnify your name. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen and thank God.
Thank you so much, Sister Pam.
You're
and
welcome.
If anyone would like to have, I'm sorry, if anyone would like to have any names added to our prayer list, when we ask for any comments at the end, you could press the one button. So the names of others that you know that are in need of prayer can be added to the prayer list. Thank you. Our lesson tonight, the title of it is Change is Inevitable, but Growth is an Option. I wonder if you ever thought about that. Because change is always happening and time is constantly changing. But we all know some people that, you know, they had sometime they might have a guy in the neighborhood and he used to wear clothes that was maybe in the 70s. And even though he, you know, have new clothes, he still kind of hold on to that style. So they say that that person never changed. Their clothes never change, you know, and different things like that. So we all know and we could spot things that, you know, may not have changed. But you would have to do an evaluation on yourself. If you look back over your life 10 years ago in your walk with God, and if you haven't grown, then you should know that it's time to make changes. So change is inevitable, but growth is an option. We don't have a particular scripture, and we're going to cover a lot of scriptures. This is Bible study. So if you have a pencil and a paper and your Bible, you will be able to write the scriptures down. And I pray that everyone receive what God has to say on tonight. I'd like to let you know that we have entered a new year, 2020. And I first must say, glory be to God. You guys may be hearing that booming, but that's someone outside in the neighborhood still doing fireworks. But we have entered a new year, 2020, and I have to say, glory be to God. You see, 2019 and every year before that is gone, and everything with it is now in the past. You see, all of our yesterdays are in the past. Many times we condemn ourselves at the beginning of a new year because we don't feel we have achieved the things we hope to achieve or completed in the year that has passed. You make New Year's resolutions and you say what changes you're going to make, and now we out of that year and we're in a new year, and maybe everything that you hope for has not happened. So we feel unworthy. We feel not good enough. And we begin to wonder sometimes. I don't know about you guys, but I ask myself in certain areas in my life, what is wrong with me? Or we feel far from God because of changes we feel is needed in our lifestyle, or different sins that are still in our lives. You know, we easily receive condemnation placed on us by others, holding us to things that cannot be changed, or even worse, condemning ourselves for what we feel we should be. You know, everything as of right here and right now is in the past. And God doesn't allow our past to dictate our future. Stop lying in the valley of condemnation, because when you do that, it holds you back. We all fall short. So just keep on pressing. As Paul said, I press for the mark of the high calling by keep on moving. You know, Paul always say, whenever I get ready to do good, evil is always present. So the things that I want to do, I find myself not doing them sometimes. And the things that I want to do, sometimes I don't do it. We live in the flesh, y'all, but it's not a license to not be the best that you could be. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, the things of our past cannot be changed, no matter how hard you try. You know, a lot of people try to dodge it, you know, and some are even try to make you believe they never did some of the things that they did. I see a lot of times older people, sometime when they find Christ, and they believe they got it going on better than they used to be, they forget where they had been. So things in our life, in our past, can't be changed. All that you didn't do, if it still needs to be done, do it. If there are things that should not be brought in the new year, try your best to leave it there. One of the worst things you can do is to dwell on, if you want to really keep it moving, it's that old saying, if I coulda, woulda, shoulda. If you constantly telling and asking yourself that, you will find yourself in a valley of no joy. If there are things that should be brought in a new year, that you know those changes need to be done in your life, try your best to incorporate them in your here and now. People usually think about errors in their lives that would make them better only if something would stop and other things would be started. Then they try to become dedicated to its fulfillment. If you don't get anything else from me tonight, I want to let you know that God is not looking for your perfection, but your direction. God know we can't be perfect, but he want to know where are you going? And how do you plan to get there? He's not looking for our perfection, but our direction. Some people start the new year with the hopes of losing weight, or stop a bad habit. Perhaps it leads us to support a cause. Perhaps we take up a new role or responsibility, being more helpful or whatever. Perhaps to make a commitment of our time, energy, or financial resources to make our lives better, also the lives of others better. And many of us may feel that it's time to mend some of our broken relationships. All of this takes redirecting your priorities. Others would like to grow stronger in their faith by getting closer to God. All of these things are good. But the Bible has given us the place where we should start. And if we start using the Bible as our moral compass, we will finish well. You see, a new year is just an extension of the old year. Time has never stopped and started over. It just keeps on moving. That's right. Time didn't start and stop in 2019 for 2 days and then start it over. It just kept moving. It has been said you can't do time, because time really does itself. And this is true, because you can't stop time. You can't hold time back because you're not ready, because time waits for no one. You see, time allows for change. And time and change is an absolute, which means it is not diminished in any way by factors of anything else. It's complete in itself, and it does what it does. You see, there's 24 hours in a day, and it's never not enough time, as some would say. But it's all about what you do with your time that matters, or how you plan to grow within that time. Look at this. Everybody operates in the same 24 hours. So if the Word of God asks us to read, study, meditate, or go to church, or go to Bible study, some people will say they just don't have enough time. But everybody operates in the same 24 hours. So it's time to evaluate ourselves. And remember that that's how God planned it. And I'm going to give you this. And if more time was needed for you to do all that you needed to do for you, God ain't never told us to let our families go undone and don't enjoy ourselves and don't go on trips and don't this and don't that. God didn't design it that way. God has your best interest at heart, and he wants you to do all you need to do for you and your family and your neighbors and your friends and whatever. So if God thought more time was needed for you to do all you needed to do for you and for him, he would have given 36 hours for a day. Change is going to happen, even if you do not want change. Change will happen. Change is inevitable, but growth is an option. You see, and sometimes your comfort zone may be holding you back. We must not look at a new year to start over to do what is right. We must do as Jesus said and be about our Father's business, not just in the beginning of the year, but every day of our lives. You see, I got a scripture in 2 Peter 3:18, and it says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Peter is asking us to grow in grace. And after all Peter had done, walked on water, the church was established upon Peter. Walk with Jesus was one of Jesus' special friends. Last writing that he wrote in the Bible is 2 Peter 3:18. So all he could encourage us to do, and what he left his last word with us, was to grow, because it's necessary. Here we see that growth is important. We must do that which is right because it's the right thing to do. The Word of God with the aid of the Holy Ghost is what produced us to be able to change in our lives. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." What's that telling you? God's not asking you to have the power. You know, we don't have power, but God has all power. We don't have strength, but God has all strength. God knows your deficiencies. So he said, "I'm going to work with you, and I left my Holy Spirit with you." But we got to do the work by cooperating. And then if we look at Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for the good for them that love God and them who are the called according to his purpose." I'm giving these scriptures tonight that you could have something to hold on to at the beginning of 2020. And I guarantee that it'll take you all the way through 2020, and it'll still be expected for 2021. Hallelujah. You see, God has created times and seasons for change for us. Because God does not operate in time as we do. God is timeless. Okay, they say, well, how you know that, Diane? If we go to Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 8th verse, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. God don't need to change. So he created time and seasons for you to change. You see, we were never created to be able to do it on our own. Because if we could, we wouldn't have needed a Bible. Jesus wouldn't have had to die on the cross and shed his blood. And God's Spirit wouldn't have to be indwelled in us now. You see, the Word of God alone with the gift of the Holy Spirit is what aids us to create change in our life, to live a righteous life wherever change is needed. But we have to put in the work to produce it. You know, in the old days, God had the Israelites to circumcise the boys, and you know, we don't deal with circumcision. A circumcision in that form does not profit any spiritual things towards God. But if we take that same act of circumcision, and it's not the circumcision that's made by hand when they circumcise the part of a man, but the circumcision of our heart that is necessary. You see, when something was circumcised, it took away the excess. So we should ask God to circumcise our heart daily, remove some of that evil and strife and those type of things from us. We should do it that way. So I want to let you know tonight, in 2020, we should be rejoicing and knowing that changes are needed, and God got us. And we should be rejoicing and knowing that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. And this is what 2 Peter 1 and 3 says about that. 2 Peter 1 and 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and his goodness. Has given us everything we need to live a godly life. So everything is in place for you. You know, we always say, well, God expects to provide the provision. Everything is in the realm for you. You have to be in position to receive some things, and you have to study to get some things, and you have to read, and you have to pray on your knees and ask God what he would want from you. But everything is there. You see, God started a work in you once you accepted his son and has never taken a time out. He never took a leave of absence. He never took a vacation. He's always there, right in the middle of everything going on in your life. And remember this, nothing taken by surprise. You see, how we know that, if we go to Deuteronomy 31 and 6, it says he will not leave or forsake us. But do you believe it tonight? You know, many times in our lives, we're not, you know, cooperating with God like we supposed to. We might not be reading and studying and praying like we supposed, and we feel so distant from God. And a lot of people feel God has left them. But I come to tell you tonight, when you feel like that, God haven't left you. You are trying to separate and leave God. And God said, I'm right here with you. I won't leave or forsake you. And that, you know, may seem in the present sense to you, but I got another scripture for you. Philippians 1:6 states, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. One scripture talk about when you started what you got, and one is telling you it's going to take care of you till Jesus comes. I want you to know that's what God meant. And look around, that's what he's doing. So let us start the new year and every day of our lives by putting first things first. You might say, Sister Diane, how we do that? Well, I'm going to take you in another book, a book written by Matthew, the first gospel of Jesus Christ. And Matthew 6:31-34 says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or where hell shall we be clothed? Because after these things do the Gentiles say it. And since it's Bible study, the reason they use the word Gentile there, because at that time the Gentile was the unbelievers. He said, but that's how those people act and worry about those things. It says, for your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of these things. And this is the icing on the cake. And verse 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Seek God first. Seek the word of God first. Do what the word of God says. Seek it first, and all things will be added unto you. They say, therefore, take no thought for tomorrow. I'm talking about that past, y'all. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. They say, first of all, you know, and we always say this, tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And the Bible teaches us about saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And we have to say, if it's the Lord's will, we'll do this and that. But the scriptures say, take no thought, because tomorrow is going to have its own problems. Live each day by trusting and loving God and serving others, which is the greatest commandment. You see, Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Just imagine if everybody treated their neighbor as theyself. And your neighbor is not just the person next door to you. It could be somebody, I live in the lower ninth ward, it could be somebody across the river. It's still my neighbor. But if we treated neighbors as ourselves, it would be a nice place. We all know, and this is it. You know, you might not know the 66 books in the Bible, but we all know enough right and wrong. So if we just start doing those things that we know, I'm not asking you what somebody else knows. If we start doing those things we know is right and stop doing those things we know is wrong, this would be a much better place to live. I'll give you a simple example, one that's easier maybe to comprehend. If everyone would just treat others the way they would like to be treated, there would be no need for the 10 o'clock news. We all have gifts and talents that are unique to us. No one else on the planet can do exactly what you are capable of doing in the way that you are capable of doing it. We are each unique. We all have to realize that God is in control and he has a master plan for our lives. And you might say, well, what is the master plan? So I'll have to bring you back to Jeremiah 29:11. And God said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. We all should enter the new year asking God what is his purpose for our lives and ask him to guide and provide us with what is necessary to achieve it. You see, God has created a time and a season for all of our life changes, and his goal is for us to walk into our intended purpose, and it's designed by him before the foundation of the world. If you look at Psalms 139, when David is talking about how he realized and came to the realization how much God knew him, he said, when I was in my mother's womb, you took your hand and knitted me together. He said, you know the number of hairs on my head. He said, no matter where I go, you are present. You see, and God designed your intended purpose before the foundation of the world. And you see, God didn't make it up and expect you to follow it because we are free moral agents. But God knew your life before the foundation all the way to eternity. So he knew what you were made of. He ain't asking you for nothing he know you can't do. Hallelujah. You see, Ecclesiastic 3 says, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. I want you to know that each and every one of us has areas in our lives that we can grow. No matter what we have, what you know, or even how much you do in service, there is always room to grow. Our Christian walk is a journey, not a destination. And I come to tell you tonight that no one on earth has arrived. Jesus was the only sinless. He followed his Father's will to the law. And he's the only one. You know, there are people who think they already arrived and know more than everybody. They live a good and clean, perfect life. But I come to tell you, no one has arrived. You see, God brings every situation, circumstance, event, and people in our lives in order to provide us with opportunities to grow into the fullness of the person he created us to be. He takes all of our good, bad, and ugly, all of our life experiences, all of our failures, and all that's a part of just molding and shaping you into what he want to be. That's why we could say thank God for the bad times. Thank God for the trials and tribulations. Because God have a purpose in everything that he allows. So when someone condemning you for your past, God didn't orchestrate that you did those things in your life. He allowed it, and he's using it. You see, and besides that, he'll forward the provisions for you to achieve it. And he never asks you to do anything He know you're not able to achieve. He's not going to ask me what he asks you. And he's not going to ask you what he asks me. But I want you to know what he asks you, he know you can be 100 and that God-given assignment. So you can't say he gave me something too hard to do. He gave me something. He ain't going to ask you to give $1 million if he know you don't have $1 million. He's not going to ask you to sing in a choir if he know you can't sing. God knows everything about you. So when God afford the privilege and God afford the opportunity to come in front of you to do something, he know you can do it. And many times we fail. You see, everything is not for everybody. But what's for you to achieve for God is for you to achieve for God. Growth requires change. Our, you know, we have a way of resisting change. But I want you to know, as you resist change, you actually you be resistant, and it hinders your growth. One of the things we must do is 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show ourselves approved. If you don't study the Bible, you don't know what the Word of God is saying. The Holy Bible is God speaking to us with instructions and correction and reproach. You don't know it if you don't read it. And besides that, he have all of the promises for you. He said, if you just stick by me, I'm going to make you the lender and not be the borrower. Come on, y'all. He said, I'm going to work everything out for your good. He said, stop worrying about what people are saying about your past, because I have established now for you no condemnation. But study to show yourself approved. No matter what the questions are, the Word of God has the answer. No matter what is needed, the Word of God have the instructions on what you need to do to achieve it. You see, our goal in 2020 should be, as Romans 12:1 say, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is only your reasonable service. How do we become a living sacrifice? By obeying God, by giving him true worship, and offer ourselves completely to him. That's how. And then that scripture go on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You have to realize that our mind needs to be transformed daily. God asks that we be transformed, but the world is being conformed. He said, be not conformed. The church was established and the Israelites was established to be a beacon of light to the world, and they was able, God was supposed to be able to be seen in them and all of the blessings he's doing for them and how he is their God and how he love on them. And the other nations, and in the world we live right now, the unbelievers should see that in us and decide to accept Christ. But that's not happening. Because many times you can't tell a believer from a non-believer. You can't tell some church from a event. You got to realize that your mind is where Satan plays the tricks. Satan is constantly trying to get you to accept his perception. If you're not careful, you accept his perception, which makes it your reality. And the rest is history. And all reality is not real. And we have to say, he said, be not conformed to this world. The definition of the world in the Bible is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. See, the lust of the eyes is wanting everything. The lust of the flesh wants everything, sex and everything, all kind of things. And the pride of life is thinking more of yourself than you ought to. Satan places his lies in your mind. But we have to let our light so shine before men, which was the intended purpose, that they may see the good works and glorify the Father. God deserved the glory because that's what he was created for. And when that scripture say for us to do these things because it's only reasonable service, and the reason that is only reasonable because Jesus presented himself as a living sacrifice, but he was whipped, beaten, nailed to the cross, buried. But God is not asking us to do that. Our reasonable service is to give ourselves to God fully. That's why he's saying reasonable service. So I brought this 2020 message, not talking about losing weight and different things like that, realizing that this 2020 is not new, it's an extension of 2019. But what is needed in our lives to get us any result we are looking for is in the Word of God. And I'm going to leave you with this. Change is inevitable, but growth is an option. You can't keep doing the things that you're doing the same way and expecting a different result. So tonight I ask you to consider your ways. If nothing changes, everything remains the same. And as I close tonight, God is telling us, just as he told Peter in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, God says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So with God saying his greatest grace is sufficient, I want you to know, if you need to lose weight, go to God. If you need a house, go to God. If you need to get closer to God, go to God. Whatever you need, if you need changes in your life, go to God. If you need changes in your family life, go to God. Whatever you need, God got it. So, his grace is sufficient. Remember that as you walk through 2020. Remember, God is willing and able. Remember, God has a perfect plan for your life. And remember, life is change. Growth is optional. Choose wisely. And that's the program for tonight. Happy New Year's again. If anybody would like to say something, I want to say some of these scriptures that they had looked up. You could press the one button on the phone, and I'll open your mic. I had got some texts from some people that sent the scriptures that they had found, or the sayings that they had found, but they're in my phone, and I'm on my cell phone, and I don't want to take a chance playing with these phones. But if anybody would like to say something, you could press the one button on your phone. If you want to add to the program, if you want to ask for prayer, if you want to give words of encouragement, if you want to sing a song, if you want to lead us out tonight in prayer, you could press the one button on your phone, and I'll open the mic, and you could come before us any way you would like. God is giving an opportunity right now, just as he did in 2019. He's doing it again in 2020. Because the scriptures told us he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let us help Isaiah when he said in 55:11, so let my words be that goes forth out of my mouth. This is God told Isaiah, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Share a word of God. Don't let it return void. You are being taught that you may teach. If anyone would like to say anything, Sister Elyria, I see that you're on the line. If you would like to lead us out in prayer, you could press the one button on your phone. Sister Larry, your mic is open. You could come before us any way that God leads you.
It's my pleasure. I was trying to give someone else an opportunity to come forward. Like you said, it's all our Bible study. I was blessed. I had growth continually. I had Ephesians 2:21 and 2 Thessalonians 1:3. If someone want to read on it. But it's just been a blessing. God, we thank you for letting us come into a new year, oh God, with new beginnings, oh God, with new desires, Lord, with a mind to change, oh God, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And your word said it's according to the power that worketh in us. And God, as we go forward in this year, we ask that you would wake us up, oh God, a spiritual awakening, oh God, that you would shake us, oh God, as your word declares in Romans 13:11. God, arise, oh God, that you would arise mightily in our lives, oh God, that we would continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that your word would abide in us richly, O God, that you would open up the eyes of our understanding, O God. You said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives liberally, O, and upbraid it not, God. You're able, O God, to do whatever we ask, because your word said, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will, and it shall be given unto us. And as Minister Diane ministered tonight, that we have to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things going to be added unto us. God, you tell us to think on the things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report, oh God. having virtue worthy of praise, and your worthy to be praised, Lord God. And as we go forward in 2020, Lord, we ask that your peace and your grace would abide in each and every one of us, oh God, because you give peace that passes all understanding. God, I pray for those that have lost loved ones, oh God, that you will touch their hearts and comfort in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the Merrick family. I pray for the Smith family. I pray for the Wing family, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you will touch hearts. And those that need a saving, need deliverance, I ask that you will move on their behalf. God, I pray for those that are bound by drugs and alcohol this afternoon, oh God, that you would deliver in 2020, oh God. That you would touch minds, oh God, because you're knocking on the tables of heart. And I ask that they would open up their hearts and let you come in and sup with them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And you won't put on us no more than we can bear. And we realize that your grace is sufficient in everything that we go through. So tonight we just want to reverence you. We want to give your name honor. We're going to give your name praise. We want to give you the glory. And it is in Jesus' name that I call it all done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Sister Elyria. And thank you in your prayer. You brought out some things that was on my mind and I didn't put it out in the paper, but God had you come back and put some more with it. And for that, I say thank you. And I thank you, Sister Pam, again, for bringing us to the throne of grace. And right now, we still have a minute or two. If anyone would like to say anything or ask for prayer, or give words of encouragement, you could press the one button at this time, and I'll open the mic. Well, this is our first study in 2020, and I pray that God guide us into what he wants us to study and how he wants us to study it and give us the answer as to why he wants us to study it. I just want you guys to know that I decrease as God increase. And I want you to know that I get out of the way of the Holy Spirit because it's not about me. It's all about him. It's not about me. It's all about you guys because God knows what you're searching for. So I just want you guys to be encouraged because if God allow me to continue, I promise that God will be in the front. And I'll take a back seat. I thank each and every one of you for your continued support. And I pray that everything in 2020 be everything that you are looking for and the growth that you want to experience happens. But I just want to let you know as I close, you have to put in the work. That's our lesson for tonight. I want you to know that God loves you, and so do I. And if it's God's will, we'll be back on next week on Wednesday night because the holidays are gone, and we'll resume where we was on the night that we was doing it before. So with that being said, I have a caller. Your number is 347-720. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm just calling.
347.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening, darling.
Yeah, I was calling for Lord. Come up business for the new year. I'm listening to God to guide me in the right direction.
Hallelujah. You want to give your name, or you don't have to?
Oh, David.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It's Daniel. Daniel.
James?
Daniel.
I don't know if you're saying. I'm sorry.
Daniel.
got you. Okay, Daniel, we won't wait
Daniel,
for next week.
Like the Bible, I'm Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel was in the lion's den.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get the Paul. Huh? Is this your first time on a station?
Yes, I just happened to listen to it.
Praise God, Daniel, and thank you so much. So I'm going to get the prayer warrior on the line, and she's going to pray for you right now.
Yeah, okay.
Sister Pam, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that's Mr. Daniel. He's asking for prayer.
Father God, we come to you as humble as I can. My brother's on the line for the first time on the prayer line, Lord Jesus. He's asking for prayer. Lord, we pray that whatever he's asking for, whatever he's going through, Lord, I ask you to just please grant him that he's asking for. And we pray that you keep him, hold on to him, keep him strong, Lord, and keep him coming back forth on this prayer line, on the Bible study, anytime that he sees necessary to come on the line. Thank you, Lord, for our brother Daniel. I ask everybody to just keep him in prayer, lift him up in prayer. And I got your name down, Brother Daniel, and
okay.
I'll be saying your name every time, first of the month. Every first of the month on the Wednesday, I'll call your name out.
But Mr. Daniel, we pray for the names on the list all during the month. So the everybody on the prayer line know the rules is that we all pray for one another. But on once a month, we call the names out to God. So, Mr.
Okay.
Daniel, just as we pray for you, we need you to pray for us as well.
Amen.
And Sister Elyria, I'm going to ask you to come back with a prayer for Mr. Daniels as well.
You came into my life. You thought I was worth saving.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Glory.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole. And I will tell everyone I know. Hallelujah. Glory to the God who changed my life. Lord, I will praise you forever. I worship forever. Give you glory forever, forever, because I am free, because I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Yes, oh God, you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free, so I can be whole. And I will tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Thank you, Lord. God, we lift up Daniel to you, Lord God, because your word declares who the Son has made free is free indeed. Oh, we thank you for freeing this afternoon, oh God. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for your wonder-working power, because there is power, wonder-working power, and it is in the blood of Jesus. And your word declares that your blood cleanses us, your blood washes us, your blood purifies us, and we've been made whole by the blood of Jesus. And God, we just lift up Daniel to you. We thank you for what you have done in his life.
We thanking you for what you're doing at this present time. And God, we thank you in advance for what you will do, for whatever you will provide and meet every one of his needs. And it is in Jesus' name that I call it all done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're wonderful.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Daniel. We are so glad and elated that you took the time to be with us tonight. And if it's God's will, you'll be back on next week. We come on every Wednesday night at 8:30. We switch it to Thursday for the last 2 weeks because of the holidays. And I have a list where I send out a notice each week. I can put your name on a list if you agree to it. And you will get notices. So would you like me to send you a notice?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Brother Daniel. I just want you to know that we love you, and we are here, one for another. So come back, and we'll be glad to be in fellowship with you. I thank God for you. I thank God that he sent you this way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel. So that's our program for tonight. If it's God's will, we'll be back next week. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us be able to return on next week. And may the words of my mouth and be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my Savior and Redeemer. Good night, everybody, and be blessed.